All right, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed from our New York studios up in Harlem. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom Joyner, Sybil, and Damon. Happy Tuesday, everybody. So, Tom, the Southern Poverty Law Center has a label for the sudden rise in hatred, fear, and bullying across the U.S., mostly when it deals with children, and they're calling it the Trump effect. Well, one woman recorded such an incident involving an adult in a Chicago store. She says she began recording when she saw a white woman yelling offensively at African-American employees. Among other things, Tom, this woman yelled out that she voted for Trump. I'm going inside her story with Jesse Grady, the fellow customer who recorded that video. And Tom was also verbally insulted by this Trump supporter while she was there with her 2-year-old child. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Jackie.
Thanks for joining us. Now, you were in line in front of this woman, from what I understand. What made you start recording?
She actually told me to go ahead of her, and I was almost at the exit, and there were some Christmas ornaments that I stopped to let my 2-year-old look at. And then I thought it was just a disgruntled customer. I kind of just rolled my eyes at first, like, what is this lady, you know, even talking about? It didn't make sense what she was angry about, and then it just kind of escalated from there.
Now, in the video, she kept saying she was discriminated against. You know, what you saw before you started recording, I mean, was she being discriminated against, in your opinion?
No, absolutely not. And I'm glad you said this was the Trump effect. That's exactly what I saw.
So you believe that?
Anything but their job.
So you agree that this is the Trump effect. Why?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, you were there. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Jesse.
Well, no, I mean, before I started recording, I know a lot of people are like, you know, you didn't show us what happened before. Well, I didn't know there was going to be, you know, anything anybody needed to see, you know.
Right.
It was just more of the same. It just continued to escalate.
Well, in the video, Tom, and I hope people take an opportunity to look at this, this woman is just yelling and yelling. And at one point, Jesse, she comes right up to
in
you.
In your face.
And you, yeah, in your face, and said some pretty awful things to you. And she was so upset. And you had a 2-year-old with you. Were you afraid for your safety or your child's safety at any point? Because, boy, you kept recording.
No, and I could have walked right out the store. I mean, there was a second where I was like, I could keep going. But I was like, no, I promised myself, you know, that I was going to stand up and say something no matter what. And so I thought, what can I do safely with my toddler here? And I thought, okay, mm-hmm. I can video her. I didn't know she was going to come scream in my face. No, I wasn't worried because, there was a gentleman, the first gentleman you see in the video who called her out, you know, for how she's mm-hmm. behaving. There was actually a gap in the video, and he comes over and stands between her and the baby. And the manager was there. Nobody was going to let her do anything. I mean, I wouldn't have, but I was behind the stroller, so.
Was there anything when she allowed you to go in front of her, was there anything unusual at that point? Because it said that she was upset about it, and I know it's the night before Thanksgiving, people's nerves are on edge and everything, but they said that she was upset because she had to pay a $1 reusable bag fee, and that's what set this off, and then started calling.
She was looking at her phone or something, and when I thought back on it, I wasn't really paying that much attention to her at that point, to be honest. But when she told me to go ahead, I said, oh, I'm sorry. And then I thought, why did I just apologize to this lady? So I don't know if maybe she was being a little edgy then. But no, I mean, it was maybe 3 minutes from, you know, me checking out before this all escalated. And basically she had a large cylinder of Christmas ornaments. And I don't know if she told them to set it aside if they didn't have a big enough bag. But from what I gathered and what I could hear, the cashier just said, hey, we have an extra bag, you know, a larger bag, you know, for $1 if you want to get that, which is what every cashier offers you at a store like that, especially in Chicago, because there's a bag ordinance.
Right.
So, yeah. Right, right. Now, you mentioned Jesse, the manager of the store, who you were pretty impressed with. She was an African-American woman who was face-to-face with this woman, but you said she was pretty impressive with her behavior. Tell us about her.
She was amazing. Like, I could hear her. You know, when she was still in the cashier line, and she was just so calm. And she was just like, "Ma'am, you know, I understand you're upset, but let me help you." And she just kept trying to reason with her different ways, and it was like nothing was working. And there's a lot of stuff you don't see in the video, but the management, the security, everybody handled that flawlessly. It's just she stepped out into an atrium, and all they could do at that point was waiting for the police. But the manager was amazing. I don't know how she stayed that calm. I've worked in customer service before, and I wouldn't have been able to be that calm.
And she was
calling because this woman was using profanity and
calling the woman
everything.
Animal and calling the cashier animal and all kinds of things. And that was crazy.
It was crazy. Now, Jesse, you set up a...
If my baby hadn't been there, I might not have been as calm.
Yeah. Yeah, you had to stay calm. Now, Jesse, you set up a GoFundMe page for that manager. Why did you decide to do that?
I'm in a local, a couple of local groups, and I mentioned the story there on Facebook. And a lot of the people, that you know, that's their neighborhood. And this store, I know it's a big chain store, but it's really central to the location. It's right between Lakeview and Boystown. You know, it's right off of the train. There's a lot of classes, art classes and different things there. So it's pretty central to the community. And a lot of people in that group, they heard the video and they knew who the manager was right away. And they're like, oh, no, you know, she teaches this class for me. And, you know, she's always so kind and sweet and singing. And, you know, everybody knew who that was right away. And so people were like, you know, that's not okay. And they wanted to, you know, take cookies or take little notes of encouragement and stuff and just drop it off for the employees. And then someone had mentioned, you know, why don't we do a GoFundMe? And I was like, you know, everybody does a GoFundMe for everything. And two, I didn't know what her needs were and things like that. So I went, I was really nervous about being on TV. So I went to get a haircut, and it was an African-American woman who cut my hair. And I just asked her, you know, her opinion. I said, I'm going on the TV tomorrow. And people have asked about starting this GoFundMe. And I said, I don't really feel like this is my story. And I was like, is there something, you know, something I should say, like, what would you want me to say, or, you know, what do you think about it? And she just told me, you know, go with your heart. Whatever your heart's telling you to do, that's what you need to do.
And that's so beautiful, Jesse, and we're almost out of time, but I just want to say, because you went with your heart, you raised $6,000 that's going to go to this woman to help her follow her dreams.
$32,000.
Oh, $32,000, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
to help her pursue her dreams of getting a degree.
Wow.
And doing so many things, and she's a mother of three, so it's has a beautiful ending and a very hopeful ending. So Jesse, thank you for setting up that GoFundMe page.
Can somebody cuss me out today, please?
Merry Christmas to you, darling.
We have the video up on BlackAmericaWeb.com that we were just talking about.
Yeah, you have to see this.
Wow.